Obviously, in saying experience only, it's as if we're being directed away from something else, something that we naturally tend to assume, something we naturally tend to take for granted. We're being told, no, just experience. There is just experience. So what is it that we're being told is not the case, if you see what I mean, in saying experience only? What is it that we're being drawn away from, our attention is being sort of drawn away from, or being asked to examine from a more critical perspective? But it's really, I suppose, you could say that our common sense notion about the situation we find ourselves in. We've got an assumption about what's going on that Yogacara says is not correct. Of course, all Buddhist traditions say it's not correct, but they say it in different ways. Yogacara is particularly sort of impressive because it's so counterintuitive. It goes against what we kind of naturally assume. So I think it's quite particularly sort of helpful in pushing us away from what just comes so naturally to us. What comes naturally to us is to think of our experience as the experience of somebody, or belonging to somebody, who experiences something that exists independent of that somebody, if you see what I mean. So you think of a world that's just out there, completely independent, as they say, self-existent, existing independently of the experiencing situation. And you think of a person who, as it were, stands behind the experiencing situation, having it, if you see what I mean, possessing the experiencing situation. So what Yogacara says is that we think in terms of there being a grasper of experience and a grasped, something that is grasped. It's quite interesting. The word that's used is grahaka and grahya. Grah is a Sanskrit root meaning to hold or grasp. It's used in the more ethical context for the emotional state of clinging or craving even. So it's a quite highly charged term. The nearest sort of philosophical equivalent in English would be apprehension, because apprehension means it comes from apprehendere, to grasp. But you know, it's got nice Latin sound to it, so it's all distant and academic, whereas the Sanskrit word that's used is very, very concrete, and so that the act of, as it were, interpretation, philosophical, cognitive interpretation, is very strongly connected with an emotional state. So we assume that experience is owned by a grasper, somebody who grasps it. And we assume that experience is experience of something which is grasped. So we bifurcate our experience in terms of something that stands outside and behind, or inside and behind, the experiencing situation, independent of it, and in a sense even, you might say, unmodified by it. And you assume something that stands outside and behind experience, which experience is an experience of. That's our common sense assumption. We assume that the world is like a sort of a box that's been set up from the beginningless time or whatever, or created by God or whoever, and that we're kind of inserted into that box, and there's a sort of interaction between us as the camera that's put inside it, and the contents of the box. Do you see what I mean? But they're two separate things. That's the common sense way in which we order our experience. We order it in terms of an independent subject and an independent object. And this independent subject is associated with a strong affect, a strong emotional attachment. So that is what Yogacara is saying is not the case. We assume that there is, independent of the experiencing situation, something, somebody who has the experience, and we assume that independent of the experiencing situation, there is something that is experienced that exists independent of it. Now, of course, for a common sense, from a common sense point of view, all of that works quite well. Breakfast is possible to get as a result of that assumption. In fact, you know, a premature collapsing of that assumption makes breakfast very difficult to get. And a wrong collapsing of that assumption makes breakfast impossible to get. So, you know, it's not that, you know, ordinary life doesn't work on the basis of that assumption.